Well, Christmas is over, and all that is left for some people after Christmas, the birthday of the great king, is a box of crumpled declarations, an empty pocketbook, a depleted bank account, and for some, a hangover. When we take down the declarations and put away the toys and the tinsels and decorations of Christmas, many of us also pack away the Christmas spirit, the high resolve, the generosity, the abiding truth of the Holy One. But God wants us to be steadfast in His Word. Paul said, "Dearly beloved, stand steadfast in the work of the Lord." Was this message that the angels proclaimed on those Judean hillsides that night? Was this just a one-night stand? Was this message of hope, of goodwill to all men, this message of cheer, was this just a one-day deal for the world? Or was it to all men, to all generation? Is it to be proclaimed every day of every year? Should we not proclaim this to our children? We should proclaim the message that the angels proclaim to those shepherds. Fear not tomorrow, fear not the future, because Emmanuel is with us. We should have no concern of the future. Many are uncertain. They are anxious about the future of their children. But I want to proclaim to you this message of fear not, because there was born in the city of David a Savior called the Christ. He came to forgive men of all their sins. He will lift our load. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Is this not the message that should be proclaimed all through the year? This message of hope, of joy, of gladness, which is to all men, not just those here in America, but around the world. This is a message. It's a message that can deliver the world. But first, it must be delivered to the world. This is the good news that those angels proclaimed to those shepherds. Should we not proclaim it to our neighbors, to our friends, to all men everywhere? This message was good for those shepherds. It brought joy and peace. It brought them to a fearless place in their life. Will it not do this today? Will it not bring peace, joy, gladness? Is this not the good tidings that can cast out fear, that we, as the shepherds, can fear not? God said that the government shall be upon His shoulders. The governing of this world does not rest upon the shoulders of mere men. The government of the world shall be upon His shoulders. It is God that sets up the presidents and kings and takes them down. Jesus told Pilate, standing before him in the hall of judgment, said, "You would have no power had it not been given you? Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Jesus is the all-powerful. And that day in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, we find one that will rule the world. Can we not look at a world that's living in fear? Can we but give them the message that the angels gave those shepherds? Fear not, because in the city of David was a Savior born that is called the Christ. We should never think of this message as just for that day. This message of hope and peace and gladness was not a one-night stand, a one-day deal. It is for us today. It will bring hope and joy and peace. The Bible says that a light has shined in the darkness. Was it not the night time when those lights lit up the Judean hillsides and the angel appeared and says, fear not, for I bring good tidings, good news to all men. What a great Savior we have. What good news we have for the world today. Gabriel said his name shall be called Jesus. The prophet Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful. I like that. Wonderful Jesus. Counselor. Not only is he wonderful, not only is he a counselor, he is a wonderful counselor. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace for eternity, and the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Ah, isn't that wonderful? A never-ending peace. Of the increase of his peace, there shall be no end. Endless peace, fearless peace. And upon the throne of David, Isaiah said, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. What a powerful message. What a powerful word from the Lord.